This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The abortion issue was likely a strong deciding factor in the 2016 race for the presidency. Among those who said abortion was a deciding factor in their vote, the pro-life position gave Donald Trump a whopping 13% advantage, about 26 million voters. Hillary Clinton believed abortion was a winning issue. The challenge to the pro-life community now is to provide our society with ample reason for the pro-life position before the issue has a chance to boomerang. Abortion is being shown to be a tough, ugly business. When asked, Kansas Governor Sam Brownback easily fires off four regulatory or criminal reasons for why he wants to defund Planned Parenthood, and he says there is more. 18 states this year saw abortion businesses close, and among those abortion clinics opened 25 years ago, 76% have closed. And one pro-life group says working conditions are why some staff members receive six-figure salaries and big performance bonuses. Nevertheless, leading Democrats believe that the defunding of abortion providers will hurt Republicans in the next election. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. Assisted suicide is in the headlines again. Washington, D.C.'s mayor has okayed assisted suicide, but Ohio Governor John Kasich has made it a felony. Assisted suicide makes the weak or poor especially vulnerable. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.